The federal government shutdown entered its second day Thursday, with Democrats and Republicans at loggerheads and no end in sight. Republican Mike Johnson of Louisiana is the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
I quite literally have nothing to negotiate. There's nothing I can pull out of the bill that was a Republican priority to say, oh, we won't do that. Why don't you guys vote for it now? I don't have anything.
Democrats are opposing the Republican short-term government funding bill, the continuing resolution to keep funding government at current levels while lawmakers keep negotiating the longer-term budget. Democrats say the short-term measure would allow Obamacare health insurance subsidies to expire, leading to higher health insurance costs and more people going without health care. Republicans are framing the issue in different terms. Republican Lisa McClain of Michigan is the Republican conference chair.
Democrats want to make their most radical followers happy. They're pandering to the radical Democratic arm of their party. And you know what? They want to spend your money to do that. They want to spend your money on government benefits to illegals. Your money.
Democratic leaders say that's just a lie. They say they want to protect health care for 14 million Americans. And as for the so-called illegals, they say the health care coverage includes people who are non-citizens but still have a right to be here, for example, refugees.
Republicans have shut the government down because they don't want to provide health care to working-class Americans.
Democrat Hakeem Jeffries of New York is the House Minority Leader.
Understand this, over the last few days and over the next few days, what you're going to see is more than 20 million Americans experience dramatically increased health care premiums, co-pays, and deductibles because of the Republican unwillingness to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits. They're not even willing to extend it for multiple years, let alone do what Republicans just did for billionaire donors, which is to extend the billionaire tax breaks permanently. Of course, the American people should accept nothing less.
Jeffrey says Democrats are willing to negotiate the issue, but he says they need credible partners on the other side. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has seized on the government shutdown as an opportunity to reshape the federal workforce and punish detractors by threatening mass firings of workers and suggesting irreversible cuts to programs important to Democrats. Rather than simply furlough employees, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says layoffs were imminent. In addition, the Office of Management and Budget announced it was putting on hold roughly $18 billion of infrastructure funds for New York's subway and Hudson Tunnel projects, in the hometown of the Democratic leaders of the U.S. House and Senate. And government agencies have started posting messages blaming the shutdown on Democrats and far-left radicals, messaging that some ethics experts say could violate the Hatch Act ban on political messaging by federal employees. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.